This is Mike Zuzulo with your late session grain market update. With Egypt's tender out of the way and improving weather forecasts for the northern spring wheat belt, like Thursday session, wheat continues to lead grains lower as we head into the close for the week. To put this week's trade in perspective, even with three of the five largest hard red wheat states looking at 60% very poor conditions and potential frost damage from earlier this week in the southern plains, hard red July futures has lost roughly 65 cents, while soft red futures is down over 50 cents on the week. Since hard red has been the leader to the downside, key support now stands at the 38% retracement of around 757. Row crops continue to fight additional selling pressure, however. Planting weather has stalled progress, and the soy complex seems to be giving corn a little extra stability. This shouldn't be surprising given the nov bean dease corn ratio and that rallying back to its highest levels since December 30th. Heading into the close with key moving averages holding in both new crop corn and beans, I suspect the daily lows are in unless wheat or the outside markets want to say otherwise. There is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.